All right, we're going to start one more time. Yeah. Hey, everybody, welcome to FOSDEM 2026. That was even better the second time. Well, welcome to the Legal and Policy Dev Room. I'm Karen Sandler. I'm the Executive Director of the Software Freedom Conservancy.
And I'm Matthias Kirschner, the President of the Free Software Foundation Europe.
Alexander Sander, Policy Program Manager of the Free Software Foundation Europe.
Richard Fontana, I'm a lawyer.
I'm Bradley Kuhn. I'm a policy fellow at the Software Freedom Conservancy, and I will mention Tom Marble, who was one of the co-founders of this dev room. He had a last-minute reason he could not be here with us, but he has done so much work for this dev room, and we want to just acknowledge that he's not able to join us this year.
And actually, I mean, he is here with us because there's also a lot of work in the background with publishing the video, so he will be online and making sure that then all the videos go online.
Is he actually awake? It's like 2 a.m. in his time zone. Well, yeah, we just thank you all for coming. I want to mention a logistical thing to start. There are some air meters for CO2 levels. It's a good proxy reading for how good the air is. There's one in the back at that pole. There's one right here, and there's one up front. They're already reading relatively bad air. And I got COVID last year at FOSDEM, such that I missed my own keynote at FOSDEM last year due to COVID. Gabriel, our next speaker, also got COVID at FOSDEM. I really encourage you to wear masks if you're not speaking or asking a question in a session. We have masks at the SFC booth. I forgot to bring some over earlier, but I'll bring some and they'll be here by the afternoon if you don't have a mask, but you can also go over to the SFC booth in K and get one.
While we are at safety measures, so in case anything happens, please leave the building quietly and slowly together with all of us. And yeah, so that's one thing here from the organizers.
We're extremely excited about the content that we have lined up for today. You can see the schedule online. If you have any questions or need anything over the course of the day, don't hesitate. And we know that you're going to be leaving and other people will be coming, but definitely let us know if we can help you. We had a cancellation for one of our sessions later today, which is sad but also exciting because that means we have a free slot and we can do with it whatever we all want to do. So we put up a feedback form. It's linked from the FOSDEM website, or you can just go to sfc.ngo/idea, and there's a little Nextcloud form and you can fill it out. Just suggest a topic, and if there's anybody here who you think would be good to speak on it, who you know is at FOSDEM and around and you can get them to come, let us know. Otherwise, we already have some suggestions from people, so or you can just write it on a piece of paper and give it to one of us. And we're excited for that. It's a half hour session, and we already have quite a few good ideas, but we would rather talk about whatever it is you all want to hear. So definitely let us know, and we'll put together a panel or a fishbowl or whatever session seems the best for that topic.
Was a session by Sebastian Steck.
So we have most of the day for you to get your suggestions in. Try to get your suggestions in by like 1 or 2 this afternoon so that we have time to gather people and frantically message them and get them here.
One quick feedback for us. Who of you was already before at FOSDEM? Okay, who was already before in this dev room?
It was like 3/4 of the room had been to FOSDEM before, and maybe about half had been to the Legal and Policy Dev Room.
And for whom is it the first time? Oh,
welcome.
So one third to one half.
Yeah,
very good. That's also good for our first speaker.
So I want to thank everybody for my co-organizers. I did virtually nothing to help organize, as usual, but I am here all day to help, so there is that. And I thank all my co-organizers for actually doing all the work and appreciate it that they tolerate how busy I am from November to January. I want to introduce our next speaker, our first speaker, Gabriel from the FSF Europe. Historically and traditionally, we had designed the dev room to be more complex topics on legal and policy. We've gotten a lot of feedback over the years that we have that many people do need an introduction. Many people want to hear the basics, and so we decided this was absolutely the perfect speaker to be the person to give you the introduction to legal and policy issues in free software and help understand how the legal issues in free software interrelate. So with that, I'd like to invite Gabriel up to the stage. We have to start? No. We have to wait till the start time. I thought we were like over. Gabriel, you're not allowed to come up yet. I am so sorry. Yeah.
There's more things.
Well, Karen has more stuff to tell you.
No, we have more things to announce, but we try to stick to the schedule because of the people who are participating remotely will tune in at the right time. And as Bradley said, what's good about the this first talk is it will give people a grounding, and then we have more advanced talks later. We want to remind you that there is a code of conduct. And again, as I said before, if anything happens that you want to reach out to us about, whether it's a code of conduct issue or anything else, anything that you feel that is a challenge or making you uncomfortable, definitely feel free to reach out to any of us.
And maybe while we still have time for the last years, oh yeah, I see that there's one question. One second. One thing we for the last years also tried to include all of the feedback from the community here for our next schedules. And so this is now the start of this year's FOSDEM, but we would like to encourage you to provide us feedback and things that you were missing this year or things that you would like to see for next year, and tell us about that, because we would be very interested to further improve it and make sure that we provide still improvements over all those years. And that's also one thing Bradley might have not done that much this year, but for the previous decade, for this dev room, establishing this as one of the institutions of FOSDEM, well, you can also have 1 year where you're doing a little bit less. But yes, I see there was one question, so I will briefly go over there.
Is it possible to turn the light off above the presentation?
The power of free software. Thanks for that feature request. Merged.
Does anybody have any other questions about the day before we begin? Does anyone have any questions about the day before it begins? Otherwise, maybe we'll take a quick few minute break before we start. Anybody have anything else that we want to say? I do want to second what Matthias was saying. We definitely want your feedback. Every year we iterate on this room and we make it different. We've done some really wild things some of the years to try completely new formats. We had a year where we did all debates, and we had people sign up to debate teams as if it were like an American secondary school kind of situation. Anything is on the table. We really want to make sure that the content is useful to you all and that it stays interesting. Obviously, the topics stay interesting because they're new every year, but really anything that you think of that you're like, you know, I would really appreciate it if they did this particular thing, that would be fine.
So one of the things we will say at the end, but since we have this awkward amount of time that I didn't know we had, we really encourage people who have not spoken on a legal and policy topic before to submit to this dev room next year. Most of our speakers who are now regular speakers in our dev room, who are regular speakers on these kinds of topics, they were a first-time speaker at some point in this dev room. And we believe fundamentally that people who spend most of their time doing development and documentation and free software project management and community coordination also know a tremendous amount about these issues. We actually are very suspicious of lawyers presenting proposing talks in this room, because we believe that the community understands the policies that they need and can talk about the issues they're concerned about. So if a topic excites you this year that you hear about that you think you have something to say, please submit a talk next year.
And I think maybe the last point before I will switch the slides, but four of the people on the stage here work for a charitable organization. And I mean, the topic of free software, it's something that is getting more and more important and relevant, and there is more and more demand of the work NGOs, nonprofits are doing in this area. So that's not a short intervention here. At the FSFE, we would like to get 25 new supporters at this FOSM because we have been here 25 years. The SFC, I don't know if you also have a similar... You also have promotion. There are other free software organizations here who also depend a lot on the donations of others. So please check them out and support them with a donation so that we and others can continue the work for free software.
Executive director to executive director, you're right. So we at SFC, Software Freedom Conservancy, have a match challenge that we have just through the day after FOSDEM to reach, and we have to raise $26,000 is where we are at now. And Tracy, our operations manager, is sitting at the stand, like lowering the number as donations come in. So that would be very exciting if we were able to actually make that. The last thing I wanted to say is I'm going to add another field to the Nextcloud form about the feedback. If there's anything that you want to share for next year, again, that's sfc.ngo/idea, and it's on the page for the 4:30 talk along with a QR code. So feel free to use that.
Since we didn't intend to make Richard feel bad that he works for a for-profit corporation, but I want to note that Richard, we did not intend that. It was not an intention. But Richard is a long-standing community member, has volunteered for so many different things, not just this DevRoom organization committee. And I want to note that he has not promoted his employer, and he made carefully, you did not mention your employer when you introduced yourself, which I think was very cool of you, to not promote your employer, just to be a community member.
I used to do that, but here I am just a community member. So, but I've been coming here for a long time, and I really love it. Are we at time?
We have 1 more minute.
I will.
1 more minute.
So, unfortunately, because of my misunderstanding of the time differential that apparently I was living in, but I promise you, I am in consensus reality, and now I know what time it is. I will now redo the introduction of Gabriel for the recording. We made a decision this year to have... What is it not for? When am I allowed to introduce this man? Please.
I don't mean to be a stickler, but if anybody is watching at home, they're not going to tune in until 4:45. And the intro is a different recording generally than the talk. And we want to give our full respect to Gabriel because he's awesome.
Every meeting at the Software Freedom Conservancy, we all arrive 1 minute early, and we sit there and wait for Karen, who arrives 2 minutes late. So I don't...
That is not true.
Okay, Karen's occasionally early. It's true, but only occasionally. So I think now I have made it to 10:45. I made it. Am I allowed? Do you have a... Is your watch using NTP? Is that actually synced to a real... Okay. So we... Where? I can't see it. I'm not going to say anything more until somebody tells me I'm allowed to introduce Gabriel. Okay. Time's up! Ooh!